USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, the New York Times reporting the whistleblower is a CIA agent, a man who was assigned to the White House. Meanwhile, President Trump reacting to the DNI whistleblower hearing today on Capitol Hill. He speaks with reporters at Joint Base Andrews.
Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them, is just really a disgrace.
The president sounding annoyed by the antics of Democrat Adam Schiff, who bizarrely reads made-up information to the committee on Capitol Hill that is not actually in the transcript of the call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. Here's Schiff.
I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon confirms U.S. troops will be deployed to Saudi Arabia. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
That confirmation came from Chief Pentagon spokesperson Jonathan Huffman, who said, in light of recent attacks on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and at their invitation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has announced the U.S. will deploy 1 Patriot battery, 4 Sentinel radars, and about 200 U.S. support personnel. The Secretary has also approved putting additional forces on what is called prepare to deploy orders will maintain a heightened state of readiness. This deployment follows the drone attacks by Iran on Saudi oil fields back on September 14th.
That's John Clemens reporting. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 79.5 points to close at 26,891. The NASDAQ down almost 47 points. The S&P 500 down 7 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump campaign looking ahead to 2020. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Laura Trump joins Fox News and dismisses Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts as a real threat in 2020, saying her far-left platform will hurt her in the general election.
I said always that we were never worried about Joe Biden. Now you see that he's sort of slipping behind for many reasons, I think. In the polls, the thing with Elizabeth Warren that you have to keep in mind is she's very far left. I think a lot of folks who may have considered voting for someone like Joe Biden are going to be very turned off by ideas like universal health care, which would essentially force 200 million Americans off of private health insurance. You look at the fact that she wants open borders, health care for illegal immigrants, champions ideas that are so far left and really so far out of touch with so many things that people in this country agree with. I don't know that many people could stand to vote for her.
A former Democratic member of the House lands a radio job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Al Franken, who resigned his U.S. Senate seat in 2017 amid sexual misconduct charges, will host a weekly radio program on Sirius XM, The Al Franken Show. It will start this Saturday. Franken will also contribute to 2020 election coverage on the broadcaster's left-wing political channel Sirius XM Progress. Franken's 2020 coverage to include presidential debates and election night coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.